Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. The Tee Florida, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on this April 15th. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hat Nation. We're going to effort John Rieger. We're having some slight technical difficulties, but I've got the all-star crew in the house. I've got Tom Gibbons sitting across from me, and Patty Suzette, the cart girl. And if we have miscommunications with John or any of our guests, we're going to be having lengthy conversations. And there's one of us that knows a little bit about golf. There's another person that plays it, doesn't follow it closely, and we're so proud of you that you know nothing about golf. So it might be an entertaining show. We might as well get this out of the way and see if we can bring John Rieger into the conversation, whether I can even hear him or not. Are you there, John Rieger?
I'm here at the beach. Can you hear me? I'm here at the beach.
I can hear him.
I can hear him. It's faint.
Okay, let's fake it till we make it. Anyway.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
You got anything?
No, not that time.
He can hear us. We can't hear him. Well, what? Why don't you go ahead and take the segment, John Rieger? Why don't you give our listeners at the leaderboard from up in South Carolina this morning? Of course, everybody but Rory McIlroy made it to the RBC Heritage. And
hey, you saw Cantlay got a hole in one yesterday.
Oh, yes, he did.
That's the one hole. It was a slow play.
Well, it was very slow play yesterday. So let's let John Rieger take it away with the Ice Pick Vodka leaderboard. Live from Crescent Beach, Florida.
Hey, it's great to be on the show this week, and I can tell you that I'm actually reporting live from the beach at Crescent Beach right now. We've got the Beach Cabana studio set up here, so we're coast to coast this morning for On the Tee Florida Golf Radio here. And I do want to talk a little bit about the leaderboard at the RBC Heritage. Now, for our listeners out there, if you've follow On the Tee Florida Golf, or if you follow John Rieger reports, you'll see that just about every day we try to post something of interest, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, things you don't normally have. And this week we focused a lot on the RBC Heritage Classic. We called it the Heritage Classic Week, and they go by a hashtag called Plaid Nation. And Plaid Nation is something where the winner gets a Heritage plaid jacket, but they actually call it not the Heritage jacket, but the Heritage plaid. But hey, there's a great story brewing here at the RBC Heritage Classic, and it's Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker is leading right now, and he's 12 under par. He's having a tremendous tournament. He's won six times on the PGA Tour, including the 2016 PGA Championship. But later that year, in 2016, he went hunting, and he caught Lyme disease, and he's been suffering this for years and years and years. In fact, to get into this tournament, he had to use a one-time exemption to be in the top 50 money winners of all time. So here's a potential Hall of Fame golfer who had his career cut short by Lyme disease. But he's at the lead. He says that every day it's hard for him to figure out how he feels and what's going on as far as his touch and his sense of yardages with his clubs and things like that. But he's hanging in there. So it's a pretty inspirational story. But right behind him is world number one, Scottie Scheffler. And I think John Rahm may have gone to world number one now after the Masters. The Scheffler's probably world number two, but he's nine under par. You got Justin Rose there, former U.S. Open winner at minus nine. And Xander Schauffele is there at minus nine also. So if you take a look at the leaderboard, it's a star-studded board.
Oh, you can hear him.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, John?
What's that now?
Can you hear me now?
Hey, I can hear you. I just did the leaderboard. Anybody hear that?
I have somehow, in my little amount of technical experience, I plugged into the laptop, brother. You could probably walk me through this from up there, but as I said, we're having some technical difficulties. Great job on the leaderboard. You got the LPGA in front of you? Probably not. I'll pull that up a little bit. Let's talk about the Masters. Tom Gribben has a little insight that I want him to dive into, and you'll be astonished by his position on the Masters and the great Jim Nance.
I blew up within that Masters. One of the most exciting parts was the end, and Rahm is a few strokes ahead, and he hooks it into the trees. It looks like all they show from the TV is a stand of trees, and it was so dense that none of the crowd were in there. And so they make him hit a provisional ball, and then Koepka hits a beautiful shot up the right side, but past a dog leg. So he's sitting there looking for a birdie, and I'm going, "Oh my God, lost ball! This could be." Into the playoffs. And then they cut to the 18th green and some insignificant people putting. And then they go to Nance, who's got this personality of a sponge cake, and they blabber on and off. And then they go back. And the whole time it was so suspenseful. It's like, oh, we're going to a playoff. And then all of a sudden, Rahm is hitting from the fairway. We don't know if the ball hit a tree and bounced out. We don't know if that he's hitting his provisional ball. They don't even say until after he hits it. And then they. For some reason, he was hitting two, and they've never explained it to this day. I blame it all on Jim Nance because he just has to blabber on about his legacy. Oh,
hey, I got a Jim Nance story, and it relates to the RBC heritage.
No, Rager's rolling on it right now. This is tough. Here's the reality. You can hear Tom. He can't hear you. I can hear you. And poor Patty came down here, and she can't hear a damn thing that's going on. She's just smiling and looking gorgeous as always. But
Funny. Well, while we're floating through the techno thing, somebody can hear us. Hopefully, our listeners can hear us. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, because Tom just piqued my interest there, because Jim Nance is actually part of this tournament in some way, shape, or form. He's actually good friends with Greg Russell. If you read the John Rager report dealing with travel, golf, and lifestyle. Greg is a friend of mine, and I've had the pleasure of hearing him perform and being on cruises performing together. And Greg actually is really close friends with Jim Nance, and Jim Nance actually came to the RBC Heritage this week to visit. And he's actually doing a movie about Greg. Jim has put together a production team, and they call it the Greg Russell Project. And Greg's been performing under the Liberty Tree, which is right there near the lighthouse, the famous lighthouse at Hilton Head. And he's performed over 3 million fans under that tree throughout the last 40 years. So he is an absolute icon up there. And obviously this is his week, because not only is he good buddies with Jim Nance, but probably half the PGA Tour has probably had a beverage with Greg and been able to actually take their families and enjoy his show under the Liberty Tree. So, it's fun to see that. And I know that Jim Nance is hanging up the spikes when it comes to basketball announcing, but I think he's going to hang in there for the Masters. You know, we heard from our guest last week, our infamous caddy, the growler, Lynn, and he said that Jim wants to hang in there till 50 years of doing the Masters broadcast. So I guess that gives him a few more years to do that.
Unfortunately.
You got to be a little softer on a man, Jim Nance. Come on.
Couldn't be any softer than Jim.
Have you ever, John Rager, heard anybody that disparage Jim Nance beside Tom Gribben? I thought he was the kindest guy in the world, but you are kind of an entertainer mogul. And
I never go after anybody. I know. I just, Jim gets it from me because he's too boring for every other sport, so they could have been there. In that,
what about March Madness?
Hey, what about that? Hey, while we're talking about a little bit about the Masters and the RBC Heritage, how about John Rahm, who decided to play in the RBC Heritage Classic where Rory McIlroy pulled out? John wins the Masters. He could have pulled out if he wanted to, and that's an exhausting week, and he could go on a big publicity tour and do that, yes. Enjoy being the newly minted Masters champ. But he decided, he made a commitment, you know. In fact, if you Twitter and you go to the John Reg reports, you'll see under On the Tee Florida, you'll see a link over there, linking to that story. And one of the things about John, he said he made a commitment to play in that tournament. And he made it early in the year, and he was going to honor it. But he actually said something really important. He says, there's a lot of kids out there that would love to see the Masters champ. And I'm putting myself in their shoes. I wasn't a kid that long ago, and he decided that I need to play. So blessing with the wife and his young family, and he went over to play. But, yeah, here's Rory, who withdrew from the tournament. And, you know, he had a commitment to play. And didn't really give a reason why out there. There might be a really good reason. I haven't seen it out there. Could be a personal reason. But the impactful thing about it is that Roy also withdrew from a tournament earlier in the year that was what they call the designated event. These are the elevated events with the $20 million in prize money, and there's like 13 or 14 of them a year. And you're only allowed to miss, I think, one, and he's missed two. And they say that in the end of the year incentive money for Roy, that could cost him like $3 million. Now, Max Homa, who's become the people's favorite out there on the PGA Tour, has decided that he says that Roy's just got enough money, he doesn't have to worry about it. But that's $3 million that you're going to give up by the end of the year. So it's going to be interesting to see why. You know, and I'm not faulting Roy. You know, he can, you know, there's personal things. You might not be able to play them all. But the ironic thing about Roy was the fact that he's on the PGA Tour policy board, and he was on the bandwagon to have these elevated events and have the rules where he had to play in most of them, you're only allowed to miss one. So the very rule that he championed and cheerleaded and instigated with the PGA Tour Policy Board is now the first rule that he actually broke himself.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, I have a lot of respect for Rahm. I was blown away how he played in the rain.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the Masters came around on the back nine on Sunday. What a beautiful sight it was for the weather. But John Rahm, I think last week when we were making our Masters pick, that was kind of a consensus. In fact, this year was kind of fun with the Masters. You could actually have your own little group of friends or family, whatever, and have a little Masters fantasy golf. And I tell you what, to be truthful, I'm not a big fan of fantasy football or this, that, and the other. But, you know, he actually played it last week, and there weren't any prizes involved. It was just for pride. But we actually started, you know, really paying attention to the Masters all day long, the leaderboard, how our players are playing. That was one of the fun things to do with the Masters app. And I think that next year, for our listeners out there, if you're going to watch the Masters, I actually watched it more on the app than I did on the television.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I think I'm going to do that, too. I've never done that before, but I had a couple other friends do that, too, and they were saying the same thing.
I think we'll have Patty do it, and she'll probably win because she knows nothing about it. Is that typically, as you alluded to last week, your wife, Karen, was on top of that, on top of the leaderboard over there early, and she obviously doesn't want to follow golf, but just by living in the same home as you, she probably picked up more information than I've known in the top 15 years of being on the air. But, we'll have Patty just kind of fill one out randomly. And
I'm always out of it. It's going to be the way I put the horse racing or anything. It's all by the name for me. I'm like, yeah, this seems good.
Names and colors. Do you like azaleas?
I love azaleas.
There you go. you're a Masters fan already.
Perfect.
You know, for our listeners out there, I think it'd be great to hear from Patty here and hear a little bit about her background and everything, because I know we're going to have some events coming up, and she's graciously become part of our show and offering to even drive a beverage cart out there and make it a lot of fun. You know, at golf courses I've owned and operated, one of the most important people you have as a staff member is the beverage cart person. It's the person out there that is out there serving the beverages. It can actually make or break your round of golf, to tell you the truth. And so we're happy that she has joined our team here, and especially for our road shows that we're going to do. So for our listeners out there, Patty, just tell us a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. So I've been going for about 12 years as far as coming down to start for a few years, I owned a bar with, long story short, but we actually sponsored some charity golf events. So I would go out there and bartend, and it definitely changed the game for sure. People were having a rough game, and we'd come up a little bit. Sometimes they got a little too loosey goosey, but it's always really solid. So it's
really. So you're the queen of distribution of amine fluid, as they call it.
100%.
The more they drink, the better it's out now.
There's a fine line, actually. You got to walk that line because I've seen people step over it and then just face plant. But it's always interesting for me. So.
Base plant?
Yeah.
I'd say you get. I think you overdid your job.
I've definitely been accused of that at times too, but as long as they give me a golf cart to joyride in, I'm happy about it.
And the bar she's talking about was a sports bar guy.
Yeah.
She's used to handling guys like us.
It's just ridiculous how little I know about sports, but
you don't have to, dear.
I was there to do my job, making sure somebody else enjoyed this.
You can also, I'm sure, probably do a mean March Madness selections if you know nothing about that sport as well.
She said she didn't downplay it. She is a really good artist. Came back from a competition in New York City.
That's why I asked about Azaleas.
Oh, yeah. I actually just showed Art Express in New York and Soul Pieces. It was my first time being on Soul Pieces. But it's still exciting to be entertaining now with you guys. So.
Well, I think your debut is going to be, if we can put some schedule together, everybody's, it's going to be the 27th annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Benefiting the Children's Dream Fund and stuff at East Lake, East Bay. That is Saturday, April 29th. That's my good friend, Gary Sermon. He's been the title sponsor of Sermons Insurance for 27 years, and it's an absolute blast. And I told him that we might roll out a traveling road show for that particular event. So you're not going to get butterflies. You'll have to be on your A game.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. I don't think I have butterflies anymore. Bartending for 12 years, it kind of like rubs the right out of you. So.
Exactly. Well, do you think you could make a road trip, John Rager, at the end of in a couple of weeks and make that trip?
Well, you know, we'll have to just fire up the Jeep and come on over. I can tell you that it's always a pleasure to come into the Tampa Bay area, especially when you can support a charity golf tournament like that. And it's pretty amazing, the 27th annual. That's kind of a legacy golf tournament there. So I'm looking forward to that. For our listeners out there, Mike, are there spots left to open in that tournament? How do they get in touch with Gary?
I was going to do that a little bit later, but how they get in touch with Gary, give him a call at 727-458-4509 or online at Sermons, SIRMONS, insurance at AOL.com. And you just pay when you sign up. And it actually, I think he's got one opening. This is a superb event. And we get a lot of gifts in the area because of, in fact, this year, this youngster is going to Disney. Last year, sent a young man on the went to Alaska. So pretty cool. They find these kids and
will people be allowed to donate along in the gallery?
Absolutely.
Will it be like a receptacle for you to put money in?
Well, if not, we're going to give that idea to Gary.
You should, and we should definitely put one on Patty's card.
I've had two great meetings this week over the phone where I think we are going to be able to garner a golf cart for you.
So
to take
exciting.
On the, yeah. It's going to be a lot of moving parts there, but we'll get you out there on a ice pick vodka,
great.
Sea Dogs, Bergs, and a couple other exciting sponsors.
Actually, awesome. So I pick a couple different charities every year and I donate. And so if you guys would like me to donate things into that, they're not going to be able to do that or something.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, and get me in contact with the events that are golf tournaments, as you know, as well. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation. And I've never rigged a set like this before, but obviously they're listening. Rager can hear us. Is that a big 10-4? John, you still with us?
I'm still with you here listening in. So, hey, thank you, Patty, for that. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on with it. And we're looking forward to having you involved with the Ice Pick Vodka Beverage Cart, Sea Dog Brewery, whatever we got on it. We're going to look like NASCAR for golf out there when we show up for one of our road show events.
Well, our next guest, Michael Furz, we can pull him into this conversation. He looks like a NASCAR when he walks out, a driver, when he walks out to hit his longest drive with the longest shaft. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Michael first. We'll continue the conversation with Patty. And, of course, Tom Gribben, St. Petersburg's most interesting man.
Hey, Mike.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Aunt Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back on the Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dog Brewery and, of course, Shrimpies on the waterfront. My buddy John over there on Sunset Beach. Tom Gribben's in the house. Gribben. Along with Patty Suzette, the cart girl, we're going to probably launch our traveling road show, and we'll see if we can get Kerry McNally. He's in the midst of a move. We'll get him out there, too, our resident comedian, and see if maybe John Rager can make a cameo appearance. But we'll have a great time. That's April 29th, East Bay Golf Club, and we're going to effort that as well. Right now, we got Michael Furz on hold, John Rager, and we're going to try to get through this with our unique style of delivery. Michael Furz, how are you, man? How are things in Texas?
John and Matt, and hello, Florida. Everything's going good here. Nice, bright, sunny day.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep. All I heard was nice sunny day. And
we've
had you on many times before, and you had kind of teased us with your major announcement, and I'd like you to break that right now on the T Florida across the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, brother. That's exciting news.
Well, as you know, I'm a 5-time Guinness World Record holder. I swing the world's longest golf clubs in history. Currently, the longest golf club is longer than a semi-truck trailer at 51 feet. So I've been negotiating and working a deal with the Discovery Channel and the Invited Celebrity Classic out of Las Colinas Country Club that is one of the Champions PGA Tour events. They caught wind of me trying to get in touch with Anthony Anderson and Alfonso Ribeiro. Both of those guys play in the celebrity tournament every year. It's coming up later on in about two weeks. So they would like to organize and put this together for a spectacle for next year. So that gives us plenty of time to participate and plan. So it's going to be Michael Furr and Alfonso Ribeiro from America's Funniest Home Videos against Guinness World Record holder Mike Roush and Anthony Anderson. So we're all going to be on the same team. We're competing for the record. Which two-man team comes out on top will go into the book and will be established the new king of the long swing.
What currently is the longest shaft, the longest drive with that shaft?
Currently, it is 51 feet 1 inch, and before that, it was 37 feet 4 inches, and before that, it was 37 feet 1 inch, and then the one before that was 30 feet 6 inches. The new golf club will be over 61 feet.
Well, you know what? Next year, we're just planning our initial traveling road show for charity events. We're going to get you to Florida. John Rager will help us with that. But we're going to get you down to Florida probably a year from now for the Sherman's Insurance Golf Tournament, because I want to see you in action, my friend. Of course, we're coming up to Jacksonville. I believe that's June 6th. That'll be a great event. With companion coffee and opportunity to meet you. And I know Rager will be there for sure. I'll be on the air, maybe down here coordinating it all. But
Hey, Michael. Yes, tell us a little bit more about this competition, because we've got listeners out there that follow us pretty closely on social media. I know it's Invited Classic, which the company used to be called Club Corp, but I know Invited now has Jordan Spieth involved. But Champions Tour event down in Las Colinas. What day are you guys gonna do this? Are you gonna do it like early in the week during the tournament? What day of the week will this be on, and will we be able to maybe see it live streaming, or how can we follow this competition that you're getting ready to set the new world record in this team event?
I just met with the Invited Celebrity Classic about 3 weeks ago. I had sent them some emails with some preliminary information. And then I wanted to go actually kind of pop in and meet them. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got your emails. We're definitely interested. But we want to do it next year because they want to be able to plan and prepare this. So I totally get it. I would imagine they would probably do it on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday before the event, because they're going to have a lot of kids out there with the first tee of Dallas and the first tee of Fort Worth. And it's really based upon the 9 core values of the first tee that are on the golf club. So that is the message with this world record. It's not just the world record. It's follow these 9 core values, and you'll be great young people in all of our world.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I know in the past I've had the privilege of being an executive director of a first tee chapter, and I can tell you it makes a big difference in these kids' lives. You know, when you talk about the first tee, it's also not just about the kids. What happens, these kids all grow up. There are people now that have kids that are in the first tee program. They were in the first tee program themselves years and years ago. And
They saw that it benefited them, and they're like, wow, if it works for me, it's got to work for my kid too. So, yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Generations.
Well, you know, it's actually something that's really good for their golf games if you think about it, because the core values, you know, different core values that the first tee espouses, actually helps you be a better golfer because you have a better control of your emotions and your mind and outlook on life and sportsmanship and the things that go into it. And I know that there's a lot of talk about the life values to make them a better person, but believe it or not, if you adhere to some of these principles that they teach these young kids, they actually become better golfers because of that.
They do, and really, golf is a bridge and a platform for us to get to the kids, to get them interested. But even if they don't ever play golf ever again in their whole lives, and they follow these 9 core values, and I'll tell them to you: respect, responsibility, courtesy, honesty, confidence, judgment, integrity, sportsmanship, And the one that applies to me the most, perseverance. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in to failure. You only fail if you don't try. So, be persistent.
Well, that's fantastic. We appreciate all your work and looking forward to you guys setting new world record. And I know you're coming to our neck of the woods here in near St. Augustine, I guess in St. Augustine, sometime in June. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I'm excited. My coffee sponsor, Companion Coffee, they are a baby brother from Warrior Companion. Warrior Companion provides pet insurance for disabled servicemen and women and first responders around the country. We're considering branching out across the world because they have the same issues in England as far as not being able to take care of the disabled servicemen's pets. So we're kind of in the negotiations to branching across the pond.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. I know the coffee may not be their cup of tea over there in England, but I can tell you that there's probably a lot of similarities in the work that they do to benefit veterans. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there at the World Golf Village coming up in June.
We sell tea now.
Oh, fantastic.
So when we were in the 16,000 Walmarts, when the doc was in the meeting, Jack Bodolowski, when he was in the meeting with Walmart, to go into 16,000 Walmarts, they were going to buy one full pallet of our 2-pound coffee bags and put it in each Walmart. Each pallet cost around $7,200. They asked us, do you have tea? We're like, hell yeah, we have tea. But we didn't have tea. So we got with our marketing campaign, and we started getting on the networks, and we had a full marketing campaign and everything set up within 72 hours. So now we actually use cats on the face of the tea boxes with the different teas that has the police cat, the firefighter cat, the military cat, and the EMT cat. So the cats are a better face for the ladies and marketing for tea. We use dogs on the bags for all the different coffees. It's a little more masculine. So, yeah, that's it. We sell tea.
I'm not digging that. I'm a tea guy, and I'm a dog guy. So I want a dog. When Doc sends me my next box of coffee, I'll share some with Patty and Tom here. I want some tea along with that, and I want a dog picture. I'm not a feline fan.
I do know that our tea is being produced and kind of prepped and packaged, manufactured in Belgium. So, because that was the most convenient niche for us to complete everything in such a timely manner. So, it should be coming out pretty soon. We also have vitamin water that they're working on. They have sodas. They have 7-8 different brands of types of sodas. Coca-Cola. They have a cola. They have a root beer. They have a lime drink. They got strawberry. They got orange. They got grape. It's all Companion Warrior related. It's just amazing what Doc is doing with all this stuff.
Well, my friend,
that's absolutely fantastic to hear, especially getting dogs and cats to work together. But we're looking forward to sampling some of that coffee and tea out there. And what a remarkable story of how you turned this around in 72 hours. This is the things that Shark Tank's actually made of. So congratulations on your endeavor.
They do such a great job. I'm a fan and a supporter, and I believe in their cause. I believe in their message. So that's what makes me and Doc almost best friends, because I believe in him so much, and I want to help him however I can. And, you know, it's kind of like a big brother I never had.
Well, my man, I certainly appreciate you taking time to join us. We'll be talking often on the way to the event June 6th. Looking forward to meeting you, and God bless you for everything that you do with youth and our veterans and your creativity. And now I'm gonna say I knew you'd win after this big television production, and we'll have you come down to downtown St. Pete. We'll have you sign some autographs. Patty will paint a portrait of you. And Yeah, Tom, I'll have you on the comedy show. I got it all figured out. We'll make you a household name down here in St. Petersburg, Florida, brother.
Well, thanks for treating me like family. You guys are always so nice, and it really is a family atmosphere when you're on your show. You guys are all fun.
We appreciate that very much for you Texans. All right, my man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend, and let's go Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Jerry needs all the dang help he can get. The sooner he can get into retirement and go move on to his private island and let Charlotte Jones Anderson run the Dallas Cowboys, the better off all the Cowboy Nation will be.
Agree on him, yes.
Yeah, when they're throwing dirt on his casket is when he's going to give up his role as the owner, general manager, and King Poobah. All right, brother.
Yeah, when he forgets to sign the checks, it's time to go.
Exactly. Hey, John Rager, I have a question. He didn't really give Tom Gribben much of a reply on his position on the Hall of Famer, greatest broadcaster, wonderful human being.
How would Cosell?
That Jim Nantz is. And he just absolutely butchered him.
Well, you know what? I couldn't hear, obviously, for the first 5 minutes of the show, so I have no idea what anybody was saying except for myself there. So, but we'll have to recreate that story on Jim Nantz.
Since I didn't hear if you didn't respond, I thought maybe I'd offended you because I'm not a big Jim Nantz fan. I thought he was, has the personality of a sponge cake. And I think he slows the game down, and he spent too much time, talking to him and babbling on when we didn't know where Rom's ball was. They cut away after he supposedly hooked it into the trees and hit a provisional. And so I thought that was the most exciting part of the match, except it hit it up the right side and standing there looking like he couldn't make a birdie. And Rom beat the breach, and then Nantz is blabbering on about something else. And when they returned, after they went to the 18th of green and all that, when they came back to the play, they didn't tell us what happened. Rom was just hitting from the fairway. We don't know if he hit a tree. We don't know if he took a drop. We don't know if he lost the ball. Nobody said anything. They were too busy focusing on the man. So the drama was lost.
Well, it's kind of funny, you talk about Jim Nantz, and he is obviously a Hall of Fame, one of the great announcers of all time, but even the great Jim Nantz sometimes has some challenges out there, so just imagine what our listeners think about us and what they listen to us every week, so we'll give Jim Nantz a pass on that once in a while. Hey, while we're talking about it, the lovely Miss Karen has just showed up to the Crescent Beach Cabana studio here. And I was thinking about giving the Wild Bill weather golf report here as far as the weather is concerned. And here at Crescent Beach, we are at sea 2 to 3 feet with a light chop, and it's just a beautiful 78 degrees with a light breeze. And, Wild Bill is down playing golf in Naples this week, so he's out there playing with his daughter. He goes to the Florida Gulf Coast University. She's in the PGA of America training program down there. And will graduate as a PGA golf professional. But I can tell you that the Yank and Crank Extreme Fishing Passion Wild Bill Stroh's company is now really pertinent to us, since we're actually broadcasting live from the beach right here at Crescent Beach. We have a little cabana studio here, and the lovely Miss Karen has showed up for wanting me to apply some suntan lotion. So everything's good here, and hopefully our listeners out there will probably think that maybe we're in the same category as Jim Nantz, that is worse.
Eighteen holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Vintage Radio as we as we take a trip back into the 1960s doing radio with a couple of mics. The Soggy Bottom Boys are going to be on next. It reminds me of that kind of production, folks. Appreciate you sticking with us if you still have. Thank God we have great guests and contributors like Patty Suzette, of course. She's a let's talk about, I want to have you do an on the tee painting.
Oh, I would absolutely.
And then Florida, which John Rigger probably provides some input. And then we can use that as an auction item. Eventually, fundraiser for the first tee is what I'm thinking, Tom Gribben.
Yeah.
All about it.
Good idea.
I think that'd be really cool. What your thoughts, John Rager, up there in Crescent Beach, Florida?
Well, obviously, anytime you have an event, it's great to have wonderful prizes. And if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, we encourage our listeners to go ahead and sign up for our email list and also drawings for prizes. And I know that we've got some Yankee Crank hats to give away, so it's always good to generate some nice prizes from On the Tee Florida. And since we have a resident artist on staff now, we're going to have to have a painting created, an On the Tee Florida painting. So we'll have to commission that. We'll pay up to like at least $5. I think that's what our budget is right now. But you know, Patty, you have been commissioned.
I was going to say, like I said, I chair anything, so I'm absolutely all about doing
it. Hey, I want to pat myself on the back for a minute.
No, go ahead.
I don't think anyone unintentionally has ever assembled such a creative, talented group of people for a golf show in the history of broadcasting. I've got an attorney. I've got an author. I've got a music and entertainment producer. I've got Kerry McNally, an entertainer, businessman. I've got an entrepreneur. I've got, if I can speak, I can't even speak, and I can assemble these people. And a painter,
yeah.
An artist. And I've got John Rager, an accomplished PGA of America teaching pro. Yeah, I'll give myself a pat on the back for knowing little about any of those topics. And
you've done well, bud.
Yes, yes. It's who you surround yourself with, right?
Absolutely.
And I needed levity this morning, and I'm going to need it for the next 2 hours as we...
John, this has been the longest hour on the radio because of the technical problem. And watching Mike do the screen on the dial, spin around trying to plug in plugs and put mics on. It's a long hour, right, Mike?
It's a long hour, and it's going to be an ice pick vodka, three down... at 2:05 when I get done with this.
I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah, when I get done with this project. Oh, my God. Oh, well, yeah. I got another 2 hours to go. I was going to throw the towel in. I thought, wait a minute. You can't throw the towel in, boys and girls.
You did well. Hey.
And we were out talking about perseverance.
The show must go on.
Exactly.
First rule in my business.
Yeah, especially when you've got an audience, maybe of one right now. My mom's possibly listening. Some family up
north. Bailed out the
birthday. Yeah, she's smart.
I lied to you.
Yeah. Well, it was okay. I didn't, my buddy Kenny's listening just because he's my unofficial editor, and he's cringing as we stumble, fumble, and bumble. We are live each and every Saturday. I assure you, it's entertaining, it's fluid, and we bring you a lot of insight into the world of golf. Let's get some insight right now from John Rager up in Crescent Beach, Florida. And your analysis of the 2023 Masters, as we look back, of course, John Rahm donning the green jacket that he gets to go drinking in and be on the Jimmy Fallon show and wear the family gatherings for 1 year. And then it goes back into the clubhouse with his own locker room now, his own locker in the locker room. Pretty cool.
Well, you know, my opinion on it is this. I think it was a week of healing in the sense that you had live golfers, you had the PGA Tour and the European Tour and everybody else playing there. They all got along swimmingly. The live golfers actually contended pretty well. It was the comeback of Phil Mickelson. It was the advent of John Rahm, who actually didn't really say any negative things about the live golf tour other than the fact that he was appreciative of the fact that they're around, even if they gave the PGA Tour more opportunity for the players to play for more money. So my takeaway from it was that a lot of people were interested to see it, and some of it may have been the Live Golf PGA Tour controversy. Some of it, I think, just had to do with people were pent up and waiting for the first major championship of the year and you know, and to enjoy the beautiful spring weather. Of course, it was pretty brutal there up until Sunday. Weather-wise, but they had record viewership. It was way up on the viewers this year. So I think the combination of the healing aspect of it, get everybody together, let's see the world's best players, let's put away the politics, let's put away the losses, let's put away all the all the dissension out there. And I think that the only disappointing thing, or sometimes I think he kind of made his own bed, is they didn't invite Greg Norman to come back as a previous Masters champion, even just to attend the event and be around. But, you know, Greg has been kind of a rabble rouser, and I'm not quite sure if he would have behaved himself during the week and just focused on the golf. But all in all, I think it was a wonderful tournament. I think that the Masters, with their technology and the app that they provided, gave people a lot of opportunity for fun, especially with the fantasy golf element this year. And you actually could watch every shot from every player through the whole tournament, which is a remarkable technology challenge. And a lot of fun since you have the fantasy teams to follow the best players out there. So all in all, I give it an A+. I'm not sure if all the other major championships here this year will live up to it. The next one is coming up in Rochester at Oak Hill up in New York, coming up in May, the PGA Championship.
You know what, John Rager? I saw Greg Norman yesterday, and some event, and I'll tell you what, that gentleman, I don't even call him a gentleman, your attitude about Jim Nance, I'll tell you what, the biggest narcissist on the planet has to be Greg Norman, without a shadow of doubt. Pat, have you even heard of Greg Norman?
What do you say? Nope.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you do a lot of high roller events, I'm sure you see narcissists. Those guys are chump chains compared to this dude.
I'm impressed with them. I look forward to
talking. Yeah, tell us how you really feel, Mark.
Yeah, right?
He's a jackass.
Let me turn a little bit. How about the honorary tee off there, the Gary Player, the Jack Nicklaus?
That never gets old.
You see, Jack, when I was young, I remember when Jack was coming in on the 18th tee, and he had a chance to beat the record on the course, and he stretched ahead, so and he teed off of a three wood, and everybody, you know, got mad at him because they felt like he wanted to win the tournament. He's up on the three wood and still got the record.
Well, I'm a huge Jack Nicklaus fan. You've had plenty of interaction with him over the years, John Rager. He's nothing but a class act from your perspective and the rest of the world.
Well, you know, one of the fun things about the Masters is the honorary starters. I had the privilege, back in the 80s, I got to see Sam Snead, Gene Sarazen, and Byron Nelson tee off as honorary starters. But even before that, in the 70s, my first time I attended the Masters, they had Sam Snead and Gene Sarazen, and they had these little three-wheel golf carts, you know, electric golf carts, and they actually played like 5 or 6 holes. You know, they just didn't hit the ball off the first tee. They actually went out and played. They're driving their little 3-wheel carts all over the place as honorary starters. So that's one of the true treats, being able to see that. And this year was no exception with Jack and Tom and Gary Player. And I know Gary Player made some controversial comments earlier in the week, but, yeah, he's 87. He lost his wife this year. You know, he's had some challenges with family and business. And I don't know. He acted very gracious during the tournament. The fans really loved him. And I think that all in all, you know, he represented the game of golf very well. I go way back with Gary. I helped him build a golf course up in Gainesville. So I got to know him a little bit. And, you know, Gary is he's a gentleman, a class act, and a remarkable human being. And, a great philanthropist and actually, you know, a big mover and shaker in the world of politics. And one of the reasons why South Africa had a change and Nelson Mandela was able to take over because Nelson Mandela called Gary Player and asked him for his blessing to do it, and Gary did, and the state was changed. So there's a lot about Gary Player that the average person doesn't know. Sometimes, you know, he likes to promote, you know, all of his products. He's out there at 87 promoting golf clubs and golf balls and things like that. But class act, especially behind the scenes.
Yeah, the man in black, Gary Clark.
I love the cat, yep. Johnny Cashman will love him. Hey, I got a question. You think we'll see Tiger Woods at the Masters next year actually playing?
Well, I think you'll see Tiger Woods at the Masters next year, but I think that it became very evident, and especially the Tiger, that there's certain situations that's hard to overcome. And, you know, it's a very hilly golf course there, and the weather was really brutal, and you have to be in top peak physical shape to be able to even compete at the Masters under those conditions. And I think, unfortunately, I don't think his feet and his legs will be able to withstand those kind of things. But if he was able just to ride in a golf cart and play, you know, I think that he, you know, and he actually has come out and said that he's going to play that Champions Tour. And he can take a cart and play, and so I think that's going to be great for the game of golf. But I don't think you're going to really see him very much in any PGA Tour event. You'll see ceremonial golf, and I'm sure he'll still want to play in the majors as long as he's eligible to play in them.
Well, one last second. We only got 2 minutes. One last thought, and we'll talk more about this next week. With Phil Mickelson finishing in a tie for second, which was phenomenal, I've got issues with Lefty, but the bottom line, at 52 years young, that cat got incredible shape. I've been following his diet. I'm actually going to get on it this summer for the strength aspect for guys our age. Very impressive, and I think that Tiger Woods puts that in the back of his mind. Listen, I'm 47. He's 52. He was in the hunt. I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to be a factor in one or two last Masters before I shut it down. That's just my opinion.
Well, unfortunately, Tiger, I think physically he's able to do it. I think his injuries are far more severe than people think about. He plays in a lot of pain. In fact, it was remarkable this week. I heard the story about Jason Day talking about when he withdrew from the PGA Championship.
I wasn't watching the clock close enough for you, brother. You guys have a great weekend. Say hello to your lovely bride, and I'll talk to you this week. We've got some things to go over.
All right, everybody. Don't forget to visit onthetfloridagolf.com, and talk to y'all next week. Good to hear from everybody.
From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For John Reger, Tom Gribben, Patty Suzette, Joe Bardot, and Matt on the controls. Great job today. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.